Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I've been so interested in this experiment by social psychologist, professor, and researcher out of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, Nick Epley. Yesterday, we went through the initial experiment, and today, we take it one step further. So, just like the researchers see over and over again in experiments, and the findings from the experiment in yesterday's episode, connecting with another person was pleasant, it improves your well-being and improves your mood. All right? So, the question is, why don't people do it? Well, to test that, they ran a second experiment. When they told people about their experiment and each of the different groups, they asked all of them to then predict how they would feel if they were in each of these different conditions. All right? So this doesn't measure actual experience, of course, right? It measures people's expectations about how they think they would feel and what they would expect. Well, they expected that they would be the happiest in the solitude group, that they would be the least happy in the connection group where they had to talk to strangers. So, not only were their expectations miscalibrated, they were precisely backwards to what Epley and his team saw when they ran people through those actual conditions, which we discussed in the previous episode, right? What we know is that connecting with strangers turns out to be surprisingly pleasant. And as a side note, one of the questions that was asked in the initial experiment was to ask the volunteers how productive their commute was. Epley and his team didn't get any differences across the three groups in productivity. So thinking you're going to be so much more productive isn't actually a hindrance to happiness if you want to engage a little in social connection on your next commute. All right, that's what we got for today. Remember, kindness is contagious.